Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the phoenix. Winter has melted away. The days are growing longer. The earth is beginning to stir once again with the undeniable signs of spring. We are entering the season of the phoenix, that mythological creature of rebirth. The phoenix is a fabulous bird, which lives for 500 years or more. At the end of its lifespan, it builds itself a pyre of fragrant spices and sweet-scented wood. Settling into this aromatic nest, the phoenix allows the sun's rays to set it on fire, and it immolates itself on its sacred funeral pyre. Then the phoenix, completely incinerated, rises again from its own ashes and begins a new cycle of centuries. The mythology of the phoenix is widespread and ancient, found from China to the Mediterranean. It was known by many names: the Phi Line in China, the Ho-Ho in Japan. In India, it was called Rock or Garuda, and in Persia, the Simurgh. Egypt had the Bennu. The name Phoenix came from the Phoenicians, whose mythical king Phoenix immolated himself on the sacred fire of rebirth and rose to become the morning star. Even the Bible mentioned the Phoenix, as found in the book of Job, which said, "I shall die in my nest, and shall thus multiply my days like the phoenix." The myth of the phoenix comes from a much earlier belief in the mother goddess and her son and consort, the ever-renewing god. Together, they cycled annually through the seasons. The mother goddess gave birth to her son at the winter solstice, nurtured him through the spring equinox, wed him and became pregnant by the summer solstice, and presided over his sacred death, to which he went willingly, at the fall equinox. Then the cycle started all over again, with the coming of spring. Ideas of what the phoenix looked like varied from culture to culture. In the Far East, the phoenix was a sort of chimera, a fabulous composite of a rooster's head, a swallow's body, and a tail of trees and flowers. In India, the roc appeared similar to a vulture. In Egypt, the Bennu was depicted as a heron with feet in water and wings in the sky. The phoenix of Europe was envisioned to be the size of an eagle, with the head of a peacock, and a crown of frilled feathers. All phoenixes had one thing in common, however: their enormous wingspan, which enabled them to rise triumphant from the ashes. The phoenix is still a meaningful symbol in today's world, an emblem of periodic destruction and recreation. It can represent the successful completion of a process, a renewal, and a new beginning. The concept of a new beginning arising out of complete annihilation is powerful, even more so when we understand that the phoenix willingly annihilates itself. It is the phoenix itself that decides when to construct its fragrant funeral pyre and then lights it on fire. Oh, to be in charge of one's own resurrection, to anticipate the moment when change must happen, rather than wait unaware or filled with fear and resistance for that transformation to happen to you. The phoenix shows there is great wisdom and compassion in intentionally gathering one's old mistakes, unfulfilled desires and regrets, and willingly consigning them to the fragrant fire. Only then can we truly arise from our own ashes and begin anew. Happy spring. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.